Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, The Soul's Choice, and The Supreme Consummation, pages 692 to 693. Grow one with the still passion of the depths, then shalt thou know the lover and the loved, leaving the limits dividing him and thee. Receive him into boundless savitri, lose thyself into infinite satyavan. O miracle, where thou beganst, there cease. But Savitri answered to the radiant god, in vain thou temptest with solitary bliss. Two spirits saved out of a suffering world, my soul in his indissolubly linked, in the one task for which our lives were born, to raise the world to God in deathless light, to bring God down to the world on earth we came, to change the earthly life to life divine. I keep my will to save the world and man. Even the charm of thy alluring voice, O blissful Godhead, cannot seize and snare. I sacrifice not earth to happier worlds, because there dwelt the Eternal's vast idea, in his dynamic will in men and things. So only could the enormous scene begin. Whence came this profitless wilderness of stars, this mighty barren wheeling of the suns? Who made the soul of futile life and time, planted a purpose and a hope in the heart, set nature to a huge and meaningless task, or planned her millioned aeoned efforts waste? What force condemned to birth and death and tears these conscious creatures crawling on the globe? If earth can look up to the light of heaven and hear an answer to her lonely cry, not vain their meeting, nor heaven's touch or snare. If thou and I are true, the world is true. Although thou hide thyself behind thy works, to be is not a senseless paradox. Since God has made earth, and earth must make in her God, what hides within her breast she must reveal. I claim thee for the world that thou hast made. If man lives bound by his humanity, if he is tied forever to his pain, let a greater being then arise from man, the superhuman with the eternal mate, and the immortal shine through earthly forms. Else were creation vain in this great world, a nothing that in time's moment seems to be. But I have seen through the insentient mask. I have felt the secret spirit stir in things, carrying the body of the growing God. It looks through the veiling forms at veilless truth. It pushes back the curtains of the God. It climbs towards its own eternity. But the God answered to the woman's heart, O living power of the incarnate Word, all that the Spirit has dreamed, thou canst create. Thou art the force by which I made the worlds. Thou art my vision, my will, and voice.